Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I think the whole country's spring cleaning everything around them, let alone their money at this point in time. 51551 or text. Una's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Una, and thanks for contacting us.
Hello.
This was a dream trip of a lifetime. You've been looking forward to it, but it turned into somewhat of a nightmare. Let's go back to the beginning. Yourself and your daughter, Kellyanne, were due to go to the US only a couple of weeks ago. What happened?
On the 12th of February, I planned a trip for both Kellyanne and myself to take a trip away. Kellyanne has never had a holiday outside of Ireland, and I booked a holiday March 2019. I seen it in the travel agent, and I thought it'd be a lovely gift for the two of us to spend time together. So both of us were looking forward to the trip, and got to Dublin Airport on the 12th of February for a flight.
Just to rewind a wee bit there, when you say March, and I just want to put this in perspective to give a sense of how much you were looking forward to this trip together as mother and daughter, because it was a pricey enough trip that you paid off over the previous 12 months. Hard-earned money.
It definitely was.
Yeah. And you arrived in Dublin Airport. It was a trip to New York. You always wanted to go to New York.
It was a trip to New York and to Las Vegas.
Lovely.
For the two of us. It was 8 nights in total. The trip in total cost over €2,000, which was quite pricey, but I paid for it over the months for the two of us. And we got to Dublin Airport on the 12th of February, which where the flight was due to depart from. We went through the baggage check, everything, got as far as United Homeland Security Customs, and he started say, first of all, it was our photographs, then it was fingerprints, and he said, "This flight, when did you book this flight?" I said, "March." I said, "Yeah, March 2019. And why did you book the flight then?" I said, "Because it was something I seen in the travel agent, and I thought it would be a lovely idea for both Kellyanne and myself to partake. And to pay for this," I told him I paid for it like over the months. When had this trip to be paid for? By end of November. And why did you book it back in March? Because it was a trip that I actually seen with the travel agent, and like
like you explained to us, you needed to plan ahead.
Yes. And what do you work at? I told him what I worked at. What do you work at, Kellyanne? She said she was on disability benefits. And why are you on disability benefits? So Kellyanne explained to him that she had a bipolar disorder, and that was why she was on disability benefits. He said, right. She told him also that she had medication. She had a doctor's letter to explain everything about her medication. He asked to see the medication. She took the medication out. She held medication in front of him. And he looked at it and he went, "Get that shit out of my face."
Oh, God.
Now.
Now, can I ask you, at what stage, because those of us that have travelled to the States, obviously you go through the usual security check in Dublin Airport, and then you go downstairs and you go through another security check before you actually go to US immigration clearance.
Yes.
Where were you, just to paint a picture in the head for people? Where
this was at US immigration clearance.
Where they stamp they look at your ESTA and the whole lot. So you'd gone through,
didn't even ask.
Right. Kellyanne is on the line as well. Kellyanne, good afternoon to you.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Your mum has brought us to the point there where you're actually dealing now with the security, with the police there before you actually head for your gate. Was at the point before that where the security check happened, did you have to open up the little your purse with the medication in it?
When he asked what was about the medication, he asked, could he see the medication? Now, my mother explained, I do have bipolar disorder, but I'm also a recovering addict. So I had methadone with me.
Okay.
And I explained to the officer that I had methadone and I had with my medication all in a Ziploc bag. So I put the medication on the table and he basically, as my mother said, get that off my desk. You're going for interview. So I don't know if the problem was with the methadone or if it was with the bipolar medication.
Mm.
So I was brought in then for interview and I was asked, why did you answer on your Esther that you have never committed a crime? I said, because I have no convictions. He said, well, since when was heroin legal in Ireland? I said, it's not. And he replied, well, we didn't ask you how many times you got away with it. We asked, did you commit a crime? So they refused me entry on that basis because I was a recovering addict.
So you had to self-prosecute yourself what they were looking for you to do, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, you always hear people say that innocent until proven guilty, and you especially hear that on American TV shows or whatever. But I don't think there's any person who would answer, you know, who could honestly answer that they have never committed some small crime, be it taking a sweet or a grape from a...
But on your essay you're asked all these questions, you know, and so on. But is there a question specific to drug use? In other words, are you a recovering addict or did you ever take drugs? There's no question like that.
There's no question like that.
Not as if you told a fib there. You were asked, have you a criminal conviction? You don't have a criminal conviction.
No, I don't have any convictions.
But you do have a disability, which is bipolar.
Yeah.
And he asked to see the medication and that's when he saw the methadone. And then that is what triggered the questions about your addiction. Is that right?
That's exactly it, yeah. And I thought I was being... But it was better to be upfront and honest and to say, I have this medication with me. I have a letter. My doctor from the Drug Treatment Centre Board had actually rang Dublin Airport prior to my travel and had okayed that I travel with this medication and asked, would there be any problems? So I had followed absolutely every guideline I possibly could.
And Kellyanne, just... how long have you been in? Take me back to the beginning of your problems. You sound great now, and you're dealing with the issue. And I know you're clean for a while. But when did you become addicted to heroin, and how have you dealt with it in the intervening years?
I became addicted to heroin at approximately 14 years of age. So it was something I'd done as a child. I struggled with that addiction for many, many years into my 20s. I would go into periods of recovery and then I would relapse. But this time now, I've been in recovery for 6 years.
Well done. Great stuff.
Thank you.
You're what age are you now? You're in your mid-30s now, are you?
I'm 34 now.
God, so this is, you know, a bad decision 20 years ago is following you around to right now trying to go on holidays.
Well, that's it. And I actually said that to the officer. I said, I made a mistake when I was a child and I feel I'm being punished for this mistake over and over and over. That, you know, I can't live this down. And the Homeland Security officer that I seen second of all was actually very, very nice. He said that he was sorry I felt that way, that I should be very proud of myself. But it was the initial officer that I met in customs. You know, I was actually asked by the Homeland Security officer, what is this officer's problem with you?
And can I ask, so did the trip go ahead?
No, it didn't. I was actually sitting waiting on interview and we looked at the clock. It was 9 o'clock. The flight had gone. They booked us for a flight for the next day. United Airlines booked us in for a flight for the next day. And I was told to go directly out to the embassy in Dublin 4.
Yeah.
So we travelled out to the embassy. On the way, I went to the Garda station and got a letter to say that I had no criminal convictions, just a letter of clearance from the Gardaí.
Right. By the way, was that different? Was that an easy enough process?
Once I went to my local Garda station, I met a very nice guard who was able to help me.
Great, good thinking. So off you go to the embassy in Ballsbridge.
With everything in hand, after being directed, as I say, by Homeland Security to go directly to the embassy without any hesitation. So when I got there, I was told that Homeland Security never should have sent me to the embassy. I couldn't be seen without an appointment. This wasn't an emergency, and it would take up to 5 days to be seen.
Oh, God. So what happened to the flight then the next day?
My mother actually went on the flight on her own. I couldn't travel.
Una, what was that like heading off on your own on this dream trip?
To be quite honest, it was actually terrifying because, first of all, I was very nervous about going on my own. It was lonely to go on my own. And also, I was leaving Kellyanne behind, not knowing what I was going to come back and find her, like what date I was going to come back. Was this going to have a reset of her falling back down again? Mm. It put a complete damper on the full trip that I was actually very, very worried.
And why did you proceed? I didn't enjoy
the trip, to be honest. I was worrying about her so much.
But why did you go on your own, Una?
We thought, at this stage, Kellyanne couldn't go at the visa. So the hotel and everything was organised in New York Vegas. And both my son, Kellyanne, and myself, we sat down and said, well, Mom, they said to me, Mom, it's better you go and Kellyanne will follow you out. And that was what we hoped, that Kellyanne would be fit to follow me out to New York. I'd meet her out there and we could continue on for the few days together. But
it didn't happen. And so Kellyanne, your mother was worried that you might relapse. Was that a possibility at all? Was she you're still in recovery. You are an addict, you'll always be an addict,
no matter how long I'm clean.
So things like this, you have to be so resilient.
It kind of felt like there was a part of me that felt like, well, what's the point? You know, if I'm not allowed to live my life, if I'm not allowed to experience my life to the full when I'm sober, what is the point in being sober? But there was another part of me that felt that, you know, I'm not going to let anyone else bring me down. I'm doing this for me, not for anyone else.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to experience these things in life if I don't continue and stay strong. If I fall every time somebody throws a stone at me, I'm not going to get very far.
Well, that was a fair one now to be thrown at you. You're looking forward to this holiday and it was ruined. Now, just to say, we were on to the embassy, you know, we're waiting for a response from them. But you have to, I'm taking the side here of those guys that have a really, really tough job. And we know the Homeland Security, they have a tough job to do. They don't do niceties because, you know, they can't be seduced as such. Exactly. And that's what they were doing on that day. But what was the upshot, or where do you stand now? If you booked a holiday tomorrow to go to the US, would you be able to go?
I'm under investigation at the moment. So I've been interviewed.
Investigation for what? To see, did you?
I don't know. Well, when I was interviewed at the embassy, the first question I was asked was, do you intend to traffic drugs into the United States? So I presume that's what they're investigating, whether I have other things that I may not have furnished to them. Or
I wonder, has anybody else ever been stopped going through Dublin Airport to the States or at immigration because they have methadone with them?
I don't know, but it made me feel like I would have been better off lying about it, to be honest.
Saying I don't... If you said I don't have a disability... Mm-hmm. They would have said, fine, away you go, and you wouldn't have had to open your little zip bag with...
Yes, I thought I was doing the right thing by being honest, but clearly my honesty wasn't the best policy on that day. That's how it felt.
Una, will you try and go again?
I would love to experience this with Kellyanne, to be quite honest, because I feel that this was something that Kellyanne needed to see for herself to move forward in the future.
Right. Okay. Well, look, you'd never know. Maybe, you know, everything will work out and that you will be able to recreate trip in the future. But at the moment, you can't do anything. Have you any idea when this investigation will be finished?
No, I was actually onto the embassy or onto the visa office this morning, and I'm still under investigation. I just have to wait on an email to see if they want further information. So I don't know where I stand.
Okay, that's where we are at the moment. Una, listen, thank you very much for that. And Kellyanne, an unusual story. I don't think we've ever had a call from anybody before that's been stopped in such circumstances going to the US, but maybe we'll get a few more in now. Mind yourself, keep the faith, stay strong, Kellyanne.
Thank you very much, Damien.
And thanks for talking to us. And Una, you too, thanks very much for chatting to us on Liveline.
Thank you very much for taking the call.
You're more than welcome. Good afternoon to both of you. Miles, just want to go to you before we finish. You were listening to Kellyanne. Go ahead.
Hi, Damien.
How are you?
I'm grand. Yeah, I had a similar experience in 2017, and it's a symptom of Trump's America, definitely. I've been to America about 20 times in the last 20 years for both business and pleasure, no problem. And we filled in the visa waiver application as per usual. My wife and my two kids got their visa waiver, no problem. Mine was rejected with no explanation because I told the truth and ticked that I had a chronic illness, and I wrote down bipolar disorder, which is what I have, which isn't I'm not a leper. Yeah. And if I was a leper, it shouldn't make any difference either, obviously, if I'm on medication, which I am. And it was rejected without any explanation about a week before we were due to fly over to both the West Coast and East Coast to visit in-laws who I'd been to visit many times before.
So the holiday was spoiled?
Well, it would have been. I mean, I was prepared to let them go without me, but of course the kids wanted their dad to go with them, and I get on well with my brother-in-law in California and all the rest of it. And, the only difference that had changed was that I'd been honest and ticked bipolar because I thought at passport control, if they asked to look in my bag and saw my medication, they'd say, what's this for? And, well, why didn't you declare it on the form? And then I would have been taken aside.
And what was the upshot then, Miles?
Well, the upshot was that some desperate emails got to see a Irish man in the American embassy who interviewed me about, you know, you remember being a member of the Communist Party, blah, blah, blah. And just to add in, my wife is actually a British Muslim, and she got her visa waiver, no problem. So if you've got a mental illness now in America, you're lower than a terrorist risk as far as Trump's America is concerned. Because when I was passed on to the American woman, she more or less whispered to me, you need to get me a letter from your psychiatrist to say that you're not a danger to yourself or anyone else, and bring it back to me as soon as you can. Yeah. And then I'm going to give you a provisional pass now for a visa. Come back tomorrow. Went back the next day with a letter from my psychologist, because my psychiatrist on holidays.
Yeah.
And I got a 10-year holiday visa, which was a happy ending. Now I don't have to worry about the visa waiver next year. But I felt quite frustrated and insulted and hurt.
Yeah, and embarrassed in front of the children.
And all the rest of it.
Yeah. Anyway, Miles, interesting stuff. It's one we will come back to. It's news to a lot of us that this is the case. Thanks very much, anyway. And thanks for calling in. Okay, back with more after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Happy retirement, Maura.
Actually, I'll be retiring next. What if I take out my pension fund in one lump sum? Or put it into something smart?
And you're sure this horse is a winner?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I should talk to someone about this.
If you're thinking about retiring, you've some important financial decisions to make. So no matter who your pension is with, ask your financial broker or advisor about retirement planning with Irish Life. A smart way to make the most of what you have and fully embrace your retirement. We know Irish Life. We are Irish Life. Irish Life Assurance PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
At a friend's party, Tim finds his partner in the hall, says he wants to take her upstairs. Ellen says, no, not now, and turns to go. But Tim's voice rises.
Come on.
He grabs her. Friends see, but look to keep the party going. They shrug, saying,
they're always like that.
That's just them.
Enough is enough. Let's stop excusing sexual harassment and sexual violence. Learn more at gov.ie/noexcuses or in an emergency call 999. This is an initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie. Compare the best broadband, phone and TV deals in just minutes and see what you could save. It's easy, it's free, it's bonkers.ie.